Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts, and the best solution would be not getting the problem in the first place. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. One of the advantages of being so close to California is the ease that it comes with comparing what they're doing and understanding how much better it is to not do what they're doing. A recent news blurb from their state legislature drew attention to the results of an attempt to legislatively correct their state agricultural overtime law. SB 628 proposed a dollar-for-dollar tax credit to help farmers out in dealing with the negative impacts of California's agricultural wage rates. The bill was killed by the majority party. This should be a good lesson on avoiding the issue here in Nevada. SB 172 has been amended in Carson City, removing the provisions that were originally drafted into the proposal to require overtime payment for agricultural workers. The bill is still a terrible idea, even with the overtime section taken out. The portions remaining in SB 172 calls for establishing an agricultural workers' bill of rights, including collectively bargaining arrangements and also setting up a stacked advisory committee to work with the Nevada Labor Commission in figuring out what should be taken on behalf of agricultural workers. Ideally, SB 172 will not be going forward and will be able to prevent going down the road that California farmers and ranchers are having to struggle with. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.